People in the Central Valley have painted murals for decades. In the 1960s, they represented the civil rights movement and worker equality, as well as advertising for companies. But as FM89's Ezra David Romero found, many murals painted today in places like Fresno have taken on a very different tone from those painted a few decades ago.
In the 1960s and 70s, John Sierra started painting murals in the Fresno area. His paintings had a strong political bent, and many were mobile because of the lack of available walls.
It was hard. You couldn't hardly get anything up unless, you know, it was an old building that was abandoned or something. They were mostly about some of the Mexican imagery, you know, and some of the farm worker issues.
One of his murals is on a state building in downtown Fresno. It's 5 stories high and has 3 panels. Sierra painted it in the 70s, and it's called The Planting of Cultures. We're at a studio where he's showing me the original sketch.
And it shows different groups of people, and these people are all representative of different cultures.
The mural is starting to fade, and Sierra says he hopes to restore it soon.
I pretty much use the grapevine as something as an outline. So it's all about growing together and sharing.
He's taught a whole slew of young artists in the region when he was a professor at Fresno City College. Sierra says he's witnessed a change in the type of murals that are painted here. He says the messages the murals portray are harder to make out, because perhaps artists today aren't unified around a single cause.
We were actually a group of people, and so we had the same message. It's not that bad, it's just that I can't see myself doing something similar to what they're doing today. I still have things that I want to say that are important, to me anyway.
Even still, he says the fact that murals are being painted today is a win for the region. He's talking largely about outdoor art in Fresno's mural district. Lots of the murals there are on private property, and he says they're sort of decorative. Many were funded by developers who've built loft-style homes there. But murals in the region aren't just limited to this one district. I spoke with 2 women who are documenting the area's murals for a website and a new book. They found about 200 murals in Fresno County alone.
A lot of pretty lady murals in Fresno. A lot of people's significant others, guys, girlfriends, are painted on the side of buildings.
That's Teresa Flores. She helped spearhead a project documenting murals in Fresno County called the Digital Mural Map. She and her colleague are compiling these images into a book. It'll come out this spring. For them, it's an opportunity to document the region's rich art history before it disappears. Here's her colleague, Carissa Garcia.
Muralism is an act of reclamation to say that this is where we're from. This is who we are. Let us represent ourselves and not let other people represent who we are.
Murals aren't always widely accepted by the public. About 6 years ago, Teresa Flores helped paint a large mural in Fresno's Tower District with a focus on current issues like policing.
I had painted a cop on a motorcycle holding a radar gun, and the neighbors didn't like that he was holding any kind of gun, and so I changed it to a banana. So bananas are harmless.
Flores says she hasn't found many recent murals with strong messages like this in Fresno. USC Spanish professor Consuelo Sigüenza Ortiz says she's surprised that messages of activism in murals aren't as prevalent today in Fresno. She says they are in Los Angeles.
They have a current political message, and even the murals that were done in the 80s and 90s, they're still very current in terms of issues of women's rights, minority rights, community rights.
She says the messages murals give off are dependent on both the artists and who's commissioned them. UC Irvine professor Mara Lawner says it's all right that murals today aren't always political or have a deeper meaning. She says the current political climate is a factor.
There's so many different issues that we're negotiating that it's not quite as concentrated as, say, the farm workers' rights from that period in Fresno when Cesar Chavez was so active and important.
In downtown Fresno, a new 3-story tall mural is in the process of being painted on the old Fresno B building. It's a community collaboration between Fresno artist Mado Carrera and a muralist from L.A. The duo is using a lift to paint the side of the building.
Each individual artist has a certain way of approaching a wall, and it's like dancing cumbia or something, you know, it's just like, oh, what kind of step do you do? And it's just the same beat, you know?
That was Carrera. Francisco Letelier is a muralist from Southern California. He says this mural will honor the Valley's writers and poets.
It's one huge iconic figure of a young man walking along, reading a book. The pages of the book are kind of lifting off, going past him, and they're becoming birds.
When the mural is finished in a month or two, it'll be added to the digital mural map. Anyone who finds a new mural in Fresno County or who has information about a mural can add it to the map. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.